You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Nice stuff. Yeah.
Good morning.
Boy, it's a big introduction.
Happy Wednesday.
Haven't heard that one in a long time, actually.
I thought we just played it the other day.
No.
I think we did, yeah. I think we played it the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we heard that one. This was the edit.
This was just a little bit.
Okay.
The other one was really long. Very, very
long. Way too long.
You know, that,
that guy.
That we, yeah. We, had no idea what he was saying at all.
Yeah, where did we find that? Was that from?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. I never used it. I mean, it was something I didn't include in anything I did.
Oh.
I think maybe Sam had included it. He put a few new things in it that we didn't throw in.
That's right.
So it was kind of just that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to let everybody know behind the scenes what's going on around here. We're making major decisions at the station.
Yeah,
they're leaving all these big decisions up to us.
Right.
Okay. We didn't include the Well, there you go. See, what was the clue that we shouldn't use it? Okay.
I don't know either.
Anyways, kind of a bizarre morning. You know, I mean, it's like. Light rain, light snow.
Snow shower.
Snow showers. It's just, and it's accumulating on the windows. It's not freezing on the windows yet.
No, but the streets are damp.
Yeah.
They're just wet.
Yep.
No icing conditions that we know of, at least not yet.
Drifting is starting to take place on the roads.
No. It's not that bad.
That's not happening yet. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just practicing.
Well, we're just getting started. Yeah. And we got a phone call already. This is right out of the gate here. Matt
would be up right
morning,
now.
Morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Old man Winter's woken up. Somebody put him to sleep again. Jeez Louise. No.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up this Project Genesis or whatever the hell it's called, this idea to merge AI with the Department of Energy and have AI run everything and put everyone out of work and turn us into the Terminator movie, apparently. Does Elon Musk just really love Terminator?
Maybe.
Or is totally...
They're going to come up with a stupider name than Skynet, though. You can count on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the name of this project again? I forgot.
It's something Genesis.
Yeah.
Which is a word used in Star Trek movies, Terminator movies, and a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah, the Star Trek movies a little more frightening, I think. But
the Star Trek one was destroying a world to rebuild it.
That's right. That's yes. About. Yeah.
It's called Genesis Mission. Genesis Mission.
Mission. Okay. Hmm.
Now, we've got a story coming up later on, more details, but I'll fill you in. They're essentially asking these data centers not to release any information, and the communities that are negotiating with them, no information is to be released to the public in regards to the data centers.
Okay.
Ouch.
Well.
Huh. You know, these giant data centers going in, no one knows what's in them.
Yeah.
No one knows what's
Don't
going
let
on.
Let anybody know
Suddenly
anything.
Everybody starts finding out about them, and now they're negotiating NGOs.
Yeah. Okay. And what do we know? We don't know anything.
We don't know anything about them, and now we can't find out anything about them because they're forcing local communities not to say anything about them.
Yeah, it's to automate research workflows and accelerate scientific breakthroughs, and it's set it and forget it. Federal science. That's what they're calling it. The AI does the research, and a person can just come along and scoop up the breakthroughs like cream from a milk bucket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, just like cream.
Yeah, from a milk bucket. Okay.
Wow.
Hey. Yeah, just leave it to AI, and we'll all be just fine. Everybody's going to be fine.
It bothers, I think, almost everybody, the fact that the Republicans, the megas out there, do not want to have any controls whatsoever put in place for AI. Yeah. No guardrails.
Yeah,
we need it now more than ever.
Yeah.
The guy who came up with AI, again, I'm going to tell this story until my dying day
okay.
in my rocking chair to my grandchildren. That the guy who came up with AI said, we need to build some kind of motherly love into the software.
Yeah, some guardrails.
To make sure that it cares about its creators.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. All right.
Hey, Mark's got something to tell us about. 608-879-8255. Good morning, Mark. Where are you, and how's the deer hunting going?
Yes.
Well, right now I'm waiting to get out. It's snowing pretty good here.
Where is here? Tell us again where here is.
Up just south of Superior.
Okay.
So way up north, and there's plenty of snow here. There's about 5-6 inches on the ground right now. There was none last night.
Wow.
Okay.
It's pretty wet.
Yeah.
Down here.
And trying to get the dog to do his business this morning was a little more challenging.
Now, wait a minute. You have your dog with you? You take the dog up into the stand?
He stays back in the little room I'm staying in. And,
okay.
But it's hearing about these data centers things, it's just, it's disgusting. This is supposed should be public information.
Yes.
These people are supposed, this should be at our sufferance, not we at theirs. I mean, this is not our angry Father God that we're supposed to be worshiping, like Donald Trump, that they're supposed to, the guy should have built motherly love into this thing, and there's no motherly love there. There's no love in Donald Trump at all, aside from love of Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
It was hot enough this morning when I heard about Mark Kelly. They want to take Pete Hegseth was talking about returning him to active duty so he can, so they can court-martial him.
Well, yeah.
It is just ridiculous. These people took an oath to the Constitution, and part of that oath to the Constitution is to faithfully execute the laws as well. And they're not supposed to say, they're not supposed to be obeying illegal orders. I mean, that was an excuse the Nazis used in World War II. Well, we were just following orders.
Yes.
Well, these guys want to, order these people to probably at some point in time just kill citizens. And Trump tried that in the past, or at least shoot him in the legs. I mean, and the guy said, no, we can't do that. Well, Trump still wants to do that. I mean, these guys fantasize, I think, about killing people. Sorry, I'm a little hot this morning, but that just gets my, my blood temperature there with this.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
I think Pete Hegseth didn't get enough killing when he was actually in service, and that, I think that bothers him. I think that Donald Trump wanted to actually, perhaps I'm being an unjust, but I mean, I think some of these people, they fantasize about killing people and
they're bloodthirsty.
They
want to, knock some heads together. Disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah. Crack some skulls. I mean, that's what Scott Walker and his administration wanted to do with all the protesters. You know, the kids, the children there with their teachers. Crack some skulls.
Mm-hmm.
They've always wanted to do this. They have always wanted to destroy the protesters and get rid of protesting completely. And I think this designation that Antifa is a terrorist organization now is that first step in that direction of preventing all protests.
Mm-hmm. Ramp up the violence.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff. I don't even know where to go with it. But I know that no one respected Pete Hegseth when he was in the service. They were all afraid of him because of the tattoos that he had, right? So now he's getting even with everybody and making fun of Mark Kelly, which is something else, putting captain in quotes, referring to Mark Kelly.
Yes.
What a troll, right? Yeah. I mean, I know they're calling him a troll, but boy, he is a troll.
Right?
Oh, God.
I know. All right. Well, here it is, the day before Thanksgiving. People are starting
Matt,
to head out.
Matt, thanks for sending us all down this dark road.
Matt Middleton and Mark, appreciate it. Off to a great start. Here, get away from things,
The Genesis mission.
settle in with the family for a nice Thanksgiving dinner. Mm. Everybody just let's leave the politics somewhere else.
Let's just talk about technology and the Genesis mission.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, we do have the snow showers this morning and temperatures in the low to mid-30s to start things out, but now it's going to settle into about 30 degrees or or so by this afternoon. And it's going to be windy today. Mm-hmm. John, I know you're checking your Samsung WNDX watch for the wind.
I am, yeah.
Wind advisory up to 30 miles per hour. So, you know, snow showers just kind of scattered and no big deal. But
exactly,
for now,
yes.
But the wind is really going to be a problem.
It is going to be a problem. You know, you're right. Absolutely right.
Thank you, John.
I started off at 6 a.m. this
right.
morning.
Until, I was hoping I was right. Just kind of making it up.
This wind advisory is until 6 tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going back to Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Oh, well.
The Windy City.
Yeah.
Have
and
some
I,
fun.
I have a small car, so my car on the expressway really? Always goes all, left and right.
It's not good.
Going
well,
it's not.
It's doing that even before the snow.
Yeah, <it's>
you gotta, well, you be careful, young man. You're going to have a big get-together? Is that the, how many people do you expect at this winding?
Yeah. We're guessing about 15 to 20. 15
oh,
to 20.
Yeah,
got a bunch of cousins coming up. I got my girlfriend coming up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have my brother coming in. So,
what do you mean, unfortunately?
We're not going to talk about that.
You don't get along with him.
I do. I'm
really?
Just, you know, yeah. Okay.
What is
politically?
He political?
Not political. I just don't see him a lot. You know, I don't see him a lot. And so, I don't text him as much as I should, probably. And,
Does that cause hurt
so
feelings?
So you hate
maybe?
Each other now? Or?
No, I don't know. I just
let's talk about this.
Yeah,
right?
we want to find
hot,
out more
right?
here.
I'm getting hot. Okay, I don't want to talk about this
okay,
anymore.
Don't
right? Yeah,
well, just relax.
Okay,
take a deep breath.
You know, I mean,
it's fine.
This is there's a lot of tension at these family gatherings.
It can be. It can be. I'm going to my sister's tomorrow, and
that'll create a little tension.
Yeah, you know.
Why don't you talk about seeing McCartney? You know, and rub that in a little.
Oh boy, yeah.
The screaming girls weren't there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah. No, it's always we tend to do pretty well just leaving the politics out of the situation because we know where everybody stands. And so and they stand on the opposite side of the room.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
Just you stay over there, we'll stay over here, and it'll be fine.
Do they kind of erupt? Is that like a young family
it's
tradition?
Just, you know, eventually everybody's got to get to the tables, you know, and then we're all there. You know, there's a big long table, and then there's a table for
pass the potatoes,
the kids.
Yeah, pretty much what
pass,
everybody
pass the potatoes and leave the politics out of it.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. But there's always a way that these comments, you know, seem to work their way into the conversation sooner or later.
Well,
and then it's time to leave. As far as I'm concerned,
well, we have
give
enough.
Me a slice of pumpkin pie to go, and I'm good.
Yeah, we have enough pumpkin this year. We didn't have to export them to China.
That's right,
because of tariffs.
How about your family get-together? Just you
we
and the kids?
We already did that.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I already did that.
Okay, just getting going on Wednesday morning. It's John and Gordy and our producer, Dominic Lee. And we'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, I kind of know what's trending. I think we've come up with it here.
Really?
The John and Gordy mountain peak.
Just get 50 feet of dirt, pile it on up at the top of that thing, and top it off, and instant mountain.
Exactly. I mean, we have done this to so many things. We've made giant muskies. We have a giant Paul Bunyan statue.
The Dells.
We can't make a mountain peak, you know, and put it up there, you know, and finally have Wisconsin's only mountain.
50 feet of dirt. That's
we're
all you
only
need.
Only missing 50 feet.
What? How easy? I mean, it seems really? Like a simple task.
Yes, you can make that out of paper mache so easily.
Paper mache.
I
a little sand, a little dirt, some gravel.
There you go.
Instant mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay. Oh, man.
But I guess they're getting hit with snow, according to Mark up there, way up north, you know, near Superior.
50 feet of snow, we'll have a mountain peak up there. I can't believe we're 50 feet short of a mountain.
Yeah.
What the hell? I've been telling Ann, my wife, Every time we drive up north, you know, we see these giant hills.
Right.
And I say, well, that looks like a mountain. She's tired of that, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with that story. Right. I think we should have a mountain. And I think some of the peaks that we have up there, they're not just, you know, mounds.
Right.
They're actually mountains.
Yes.
And I'm done with this. You know, we got to put our own mountain in.
We got to find somebody from the DNR or somebody, you know, connected with that. I don't know.
Did I say
come up with a plan?
I said that wrong, didn't I?
What?
Mountain. Yeah, I remember during some of these commercials that we made a long time ago.
Yeah.
Where the person would come in and say mountain.
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 And we say mountain.
Yeah.
We're just mountain.
Mountain. Okay.
Is that a Wisconsin thing? I don't know.
It could be. It's John and Gordy on a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, the biggest travel day of the year, and we've got snow showers this morning. Doesn't look like a big deal as far as that goes, just the streets are wet, so be a little careful, but the wind is really going to be the thing today. It's going to pick up and get up to about 30 miles per hour at times, so, you know, those high-profile vehicles and all that, just be careful out there.
Yeah, just be careful.
Slow down.
My goodness.
Take it
easy. My God, just take it easy.
Or just stay home.
I was going to start lecturing people on the air.
Yeah?
Really? No, I'm not going to.
But, well, a lot of people are heading out, you know. They got to travel more than get out of town and travel to the relative's house, right?
Yeah.
That's the deal. You don't do that, though. You just stay home.
I do.
Right?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I misspoke. We had an early Thanksgiving, but we still have our Christmas celebration coming up.
Okay.
So
when's that?
And that's, I think, in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Is it always at your house, or do you
No, no. We don't really have it at our house. So we go down to Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Beautiful Crystal Lake.
We venture past the Cheddar Curtain just momentarily to celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody comes in from New York and Nevada. Yeah.
Everybody will gather together there.
Everybody gets together. And we, you know, we talk old times.
I've only been to Crystal Lake many years ago, just passing through. It seems like a nice small
community.
Is that near Woodstock?
A lot of little shops and stuff. I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it might be, yeah.
I always go by, is there a Costco nearby?
If not, you're in trouble.
Or a Lowe's or something.
Somewhere you could go.
Feel it. Away from the family. John has to go shopping again. You know, I do a lot of shopping.
I know you do.
For the family.
I'm out
there all the time shopping.
When was the last time you went to Costco?
Couple of days ago, actually.
Does Ann go with you, or you just fly solo?
I go by myself. But when I shop, I shop very fast.
You know what you want. You go in there,
rush through, and I leave.
Yeah, well, then, okay.
There are times when I contemplate what I'm going to get, or if I see something new, I think about that for a while.
Okay.
I do a yoga position in the aisle. And I'm in deep thought.
What departments do you most often visit? Do you go into the electronics or the appliances or, you know, hardware? Where do you end up?
Where do I hang out?
Meandering.
You know, where do I meander mostly? Around the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always checking out the new coffee that they have there.
Hmm.
I accidentally bought a bag of ground coffee, which really, really angers me a lot. Because I don't buy ground coffee. And now I have to ground some other coffee in order to mix it in with this new bag of coffee that I got.
Hmm.
And it's a Starbucks brand, so it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday edition of it, so so I'm hoping to get this all together and start drinking that in the not-too-distant future. But, yeah, it's one of those things. You don't ground coffee, do you?
No, I don't.
You just buy pre-ground?
Ground. Yeah.
Pre-ground about four or 5 years before, and by the time you get it, it's as stale as hell.
Well, my deal is I quit coffee.
Oh, that's right.
Because of the caffeine, and you can't find anything decaf that tastes good. But I
know.
But I can just, as long as I just have one or two cups of caffeinated coffee a day, I'm good.
Yeah.
I used to drink a lot more coffee than that, but I've gotten off of that habit and just have one or two cups of, you know, just whatever cheap, garbagey coffee that I got. Because I don't really want that. I'm not.
Do you do the pods?
What do you mean? No. You mean Keurig and all that?
Yeah.
I don't like that, but that's what they have here, I know. It's easy.
Do you still have the mushroom coffee?
I do have the mushroom coffee, but that's way in the back of the cabinet. I like it okay, but it's not. There's problems with it. it doesn't work with my digestive system.
Oh,
so I mean, it's good at that. Yeah. I mean, if you need to clear things out, that's great.
Wow.
You know, but well, I don't really need to do that much.
Keep that in mind next time we have any kind of problem. Constipation.
Yeah. Right. If you're constipated, drink some mushroom coffee. It'll take care of it right away.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Time for the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then we're back with more of John and Gordy on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a few things here. Mark mentioned that there is a Pikes Peak in Douglas County, only 1,322 feet at the highest point.
In Douglas County.
Yes. Okay. Isn't that what I mentioned?
Yes.
Yeah, Douglas. And here's the thing about it is it has to be 2,000 to be a mountain.
To be considered a mountain.
Yes.
But we don't have any.
And
Wisconsin.
I don't know what she was referring to in the report that we heard a little bit earlier, where the other near highest peak in Wisconsin is, but you know, it's 50 feet short of being a mountain.
Right.
I don't know.
Not sure where that one is.
We don't remember.
Yeah. But it's not in Douglas County.
No. Okay. No, who knows? It might be.
We've got some snow coming down in downtown Madison along State Street. It's looking light and fluffy right now, but it's going to get windy today. There's a wind advisory. No problems with the snow, just wet pavement to start things out. But, it's going to get very gusty today.
All right. Well, let's get to something insane and nuts, and Laura Ingram comes to mind immediately.
Okay.
When we think about things like that, and she wants to control everything in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, I thought the Democrats were guilty of this, you know, controlling their lives, birth to death. But nope, it's the Republicans who have now taken up that job, and I'm sure they're going to do a great job of this. Mm. You know, cannabis is a dangerous drug in America, and I think Laura Ingram is on this thing.
Oh, really?
Could we cue up cut 45? Now, I don't remember what was in this particular cut. So let's all be surprised at the same time.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh.
Okay.
I'm not trying to sell opioids here, but consider that SAMHSA, the Agency on Drug Abuse, which reported 7.6 million people going to ERs last year from drugs, puts down cannabis ahead of opioids. 12% cannabis, 11% opioids. And that's because of what you just said. Because people have underlying mental health disorders and they don't even know it. They're suffering from anxiety and depression and all of that.
All right. Boy, there's so much to unwrap there. A lot of those visits to the emergency room, kids taking those gummies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the danger really is, and that was a bad idea.
Right.
From the hemp industry. Probably should not have done something like that.
Mm.
But that was Dr. Mark Siegel.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Panicky Guy. It accelerates psychosis, worsens anxiety and depression.
Okay.
I don't remember that in the 60s.
No. Just
had gone through all of that, and it's a mystery to me. You know, this is another Reefer Madness edition here.
Yeah. If you've ever seen Reefer Madness, that's where we are again.
It's just ridiculous.
Which is a movie from, what, the 30s, I think?
It's just crazy stuff, right? Yeah. But now we've got, you know, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Okay.
As our next edition of Reefer Madness. And Trump, the mega drug, also accelerates psychosis for, you know. The thing is, I'm wondering if he does take this kind of drug, because he has other health problems. And, you know, these drugs, marijuana does have some kind of effect, and maybe it affects him in a way, a positive way. Mm. We don't know. I don't know. It's just an idea, but...
I'm looking back at Reefer Madness, 1936.
There you go.
A great film.
Yes.
If you've never seen it, have some fun. Put it on over the holidays.
And you can watch the full movie on YouTube. You can watch the full movie on YouTube. That's just crazy. You can't do that for any other movie anymore.
Yeah. My favorite part is when the piano player takes over. And things just go crazy when he gets on the piano.
Amazing.
After smoking a reefer. It's crazy time.
I've looked like that on my guitar. Just going nuts.
Everybody goes wild.
But, you know, I really think that Trump is a drug for a lot of the megas out there, right?
Mm.
And if anything, he is, I guess, worsening people's psychosis, anxiety, and depression in this country. So why not ban him, too? Can we do that? Oh, God. Oh, hey, I got an idea. Let's play this. This is Joe Friday.
Oh, boy.
This is Cut 46.
We haven't heard this for a while.
Cut 46.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, this is from Dragnet 68. Let's listen.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal. I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties.
Today, now...
And
gummies.
Look, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it seems to me there must be better things for cops to do than chase down wild rumors about something as innocent as marijuana.
Yeah.
Why don't you go after the big bad guys, the heroin peddlers? I won't argue with you about them. They should be stopped.
That's right. We'd like to put them out of business. That's why we're here.
What do you mean?
We're trying to keep them from getting a new customer.
There's a big difference between marijuana and hard narcotics.
Yeah, but it's only a small step.
And everybody who takes a drink is going to be an alcoholic. We know that's not true, don't we? Let's face it, we're opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
If there's a law against it, it's wrong, black and white. I just don't see things that way.
Yeah.
But you want to give it a try, fella. It'll keep you out of jail.
Maybe. But we'll change the law someday, even though your friend here thinks we won't.
We will.
Maybe it's a new world. Your laws are as outdated as
bustle, bustles.
She won't like it any more than I will, but you'll have to catch me before you can arrest me, won't you? In the meantime, it's a big time. To me, it is a waste of time.
How old are you, Shipley?
23.
Isn't it about time you grew up?
Here we go. Lecture number 131A.
No, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I don't have the time. I'm just going to...
But here he goes.
Buy yourself a lot of grief.
Okay.
There you go.
It goes on.
It's great stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe Friday. Yes. Oh, and, boy. And you know, Harry Morgan.
The surprising thing about all of that is that Joe Friday, Jack Webb,
had
a lot to do with writing the scripts
for
that show.
Oh, sure.
He, who knows? He probably wrote that script.
I'll bet he did.
And it was a great argument. I think that kid had a better point, and we're finding out it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was great. so many speeches that Friday has given over the past, you know, they're just absolute classics.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Friday's will live forever in my mind.
Well, and they always dressed up the hippies as it's just like, where do we find costumes for hippies? You know, back in the 1960s, well, they had to kind of make it up.
That's right.
And go to the costume department, and they just looked stupid.
Their lighting staff must have had a real problem figuring out how do you create these psychedelic lights at these crazy drug parties that they would portray in the episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they painted up the faces of a few people who had taken some LSD.
Yes.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah. They looked pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a movie coming to Madison that people should know about. The Godfather of Green Bay. It's happening on Thursday, December 4th. That's coming up pretty quickly at the Atwood Music Hall. And this movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, stars Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. And it's powered by Downdrin's Distilling. They're helping us out with sponsorship. $10 tickets and celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Godfather of Green Bay at Atwood Music Hall Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. And proceeds, some of the proceeds from those ticket sales going to the Dane County Humane Society. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, to find out more information. You can check out the carousel picture at the top of the screen there for Godfather of Green Bay.
Yes.
And go to Atwood Music Hall, Google them, and you can purchase your tickets online.
Are we giving away any tickets for that? Or
we, you know, have one more pair of tickets to give away?
I heard Pete Schwabe giving away tickets last night.
I did too.
Yeah. I think we could give away a pair of tickets. I think we had one more we'll have to give away.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll see. We'll double check.
Maybe okay. The next segment. Let's do that.
All right. Why don't we go to the phones right now? Joe, good morning.
Happy holidays.
Well, yes. Happy holidays to all. I did want to just start the weekend on it's so hard to find cheery news, but I think if you want to have some laughter, one of the things you can look at is the Trump and company going after Mark Kelly, the highly decorated soldier who basically said, you know, maybe we should follow the law. And as Kelly said, he said, I said something pretty simple and non-controversial. I said members of the military should obey the laws. And in response, Trump said, I should be executed.
Yeah.
But the fun continues with Pete Hegseth, manly man Pete Hegseth, who has a post here where he says, so get this, guys, this is so wonderful. So, quotes. Captain, end quotes, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Not only did the sedition video intentionally undercut order and discipline, but you can't even display your uniform correctly. Your medals are out of order and rows reversed. If you are recalled to active duty, I'll start with a uniform inspection.
Wow.
And there's this bold type. It says, note suggesting context to be shown with the post. The medals are reversed because it is a mirror image.
Hello. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
So that was
it. But don't worry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't worry. Pete's on it. You know, he'll take care of the medals on the uniform. So, you know, let's just start the weekend in the right tone.
That's
we
right.
won't talk about anything serious. Just all we have to do is highlight the fun.
Exactly.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, Mark mentioned that he quoted the law.
Yeah.
And he's being criticized for facing a court martial and all of that for quoting the exact law.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not supposed to take orders that are illegal.
It's in the code. Yeah, so
and
court martial.
And I thought it was interesting. He made a comment, you know, being on the, he's an astronaut, right?
Right. Yes.
And he told his crew that if you have any objections, if you disagree with my orders,
yes,
tell me and we'll talk about it.
How controversial is
he
that?
Says, anytime when it comes to safety and whatever it is concern that you have in outer space,
right?
Tell me what you're thinking, you know?
Seems
it's not illegal.
Yes.
Just tell me if you disagree with it, let's talk it over. And that seems like a smart thing to do, especially when you're outer space.
Seems completely logical to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll follow that story as it goes along. Yeah, Mark Kelly.
Hey, guys, you always sound like you're having too much fun. Maybe you don't know there is a mountain in Wisconsin. It's Mountain Wisconsin in Oconto.
Oh, okay.
Damn,
it's
you're
a
right.
Town. Okay.
Oh, that is cool. Yes, we do have a mountain in Wisconsin.
Yes. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy on a Wednesday morning after
it's
this.
Great. It's great stuff. Check.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
See, there's a mountain right in there.
Fun, yeah.
Welcome to the mountain. Go, go, go,
go, go.
Winter a go-go. And that's what we're having today, a winter a go-go out there.
Yeah, the snow is flying. Yeah. Snow showers around Madison and Dane County. The roads are wet, but so far so good. It's going to get really windy, though. Wind advisory in place for this afternoon and tonight. 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts, or maybe even a little more.
Well, Gordy,
hang on to your hat.
You want to pass along some of those
we've been perusing
some of the romantic lines that RFK Jr.
No, I think this is too disgusting and slimy either for us to try to tell people about it. But
yeah, it's something else. You know, in a fairy hat.
RFK Jr. had some kind of thing going on, and it's another scandal, and
it's out there. It's out there. The description is amazing.
And poetry.
We can't even read one line.
No, it's too.
We can't even avoid a line. We can't avoid words in those lines.
Yeah,
that would make any sense. So
you can Google it if you want to find out.
It's all over Reddit. I'm looking now. Okay. Yeah, it's all over Reddit.
So RFK Jr. rude poetry. You can put that in and have fun reading that crap. Oh my God!
Sounds like
it's disgusting.
Sounds like we should put out another book, John and Gordy's. Let's go back to rude poetry.
we're working on that.
We missed on let's go back to cursive. Yes. So that didn't work.
What was the one we came up with yesterday?
Yeah, we came up with another one.
What was that? Oh, you weren't here.
Let's go back to dating. Because we did a big long story yesterday afternoon about dating. We'll be on again this afternoon as well. But we're going to lighten the pace here. John and Gordy cannot be on all the time.
That's right. But we're on this afternoon
from
2 until 5. And then it's and then we're in for a 4-day weekend. We recorded some shows for Thanksgiving Day and day after Thanksgiving.
And some best of, and then we'll be back again on Monday next week. But then we'll have the rest of the week off except for Friday. So we'll kind of sandwich in what we're doing here Monday and Friday.
In the morning.
Next week we'll be in the morning. But we're kind of taking our place in the afternoon, momentarily anyway.
For the time being,
see what happens. So. Yeah.
All right. 6:55 coming up in our next hour, we'll have Mike McCabe in and find out what he's up to for the holidays.
Stuff. Yeah. I want to get to something. If you've ever been online at YouTube, there's a place called Jubilee, and it usually is a debate forum.
Right.
And one person debates about 20 people who oppose that individual and their belief system. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. I find it absolutely fascinating. I could probably waste my entire rest of my life watching that.
You really like this.
A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Okay, well, I'll be the curmudgeon this time. It's so rapid fire, I can't keep up with the conversation sometimes.
Yeah. It is fast.
Yes.
Let's go to cut 44 here. The Onion is taking off on what Jubilee does.
Oh, good.
And they expect you to at least subscribe after you listen to this. Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
I started my Onion subscription last year. A couple of months later, I was on my morning walk and I saw a really interesting bird that I had never seen before. Did that happen because I started an Onion subscription? There is no evidence
no.
to say that Yelp subscriptions have any correlation whatsoever with skiing accidents or broken legs. Why did that happen to my friend?
Okay. Bill applaud. Was that it?
Bizarre.
It was a 1 minute.
Okay.
Oh, anyway, I just found that fascinating and fun. They're really doing a lot of interesting advertising for the Onion subscription base. And it, here was a response to this particular discussion. Both are wrong. Onion subscriptions do increase cool bird sightings, but there's no way they're connected to ski accidents. I know this because I don't subscribe and haven't seen any cool birds. But I'm posting this from my full body cast.
Oh, no.
Morons. Or how about this response? Both sides have valid points. This clip shows the power of discussion and how that can lead to reconciliation of our differences. We shouldn't isolate ourselves in little echo chambers of social media where they are pro and anti-onion subscription. Mm-hmm. We must listen.
Yes.
I suppose we must also have a subscription to the Onion.
We should get one here. We had one for a while, and then we let it lapse or something. Or I guess that was Sam's.
Yeah.
Got to get the new book, The Onion Story. We had that talk with, we had an interview with Scott Dickers. I think we're replaying that sometime during Thanksgiving holiday.
Do you remember?
Yes, all right. We are.
Is that tomorrow?
That'll be tomorrow, yes.
Okay, well, great,
And I played a little really clip where my name was mentioned. He actually wrote that in his book.
I had a part in it. Yeah.
I believe very strongly.
Very small part, very tiny part.
We don't have any time for
paragraph. All right, we've got a phone call, but I don't know if we have time here.
It's Dick.
Okay. Dick, go ahead. What do you got for us this morning? Real quick.
Well, real quickly.
About a minute.
We're living the Onion. And by the way, Pete Hegstedt was to look in the mirror with his uniform on. Would he suggest he should be court-martialed?
Good point. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
He would have to take that up with himself. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right.
Thanks,
we will be back after a check of news, weather, and sports. And Mike McCabe coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. It's John and Gordy on a Wednesday morning.
And we got some current news for you, too.
It's all coming up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.